Highbridge Audio presents The Secret, What Great Leaders Know and Do by Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. Read for you by Rick Adamson, with a foreword read by Jeff Woodman.
Foreword. Everything rises and falls on leadership. That's why I've been a student, a practitioner, and an advocate of leadership for more than 30 years. That's also the reason I agreed to write the foreword for this book. When I learned that Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller had collaborated on this project, I knew it would be a winner. Here's why. Ken has been thinking and writing about leadership for more than a quarter of a century. Just look at this list of titles. The One-Minute Manager, Leadership and the One-Minute Manager, Gung Ho, High Five, Raving Fans, and Well Done. The list could go on and on, and I'm sure you've heard of many of these books. I hope you've read some of them as well. Ken has sold more than 13 million books and counting. He is one of very few authors in history to have four titles on the Business Week bestseller list at one time. Ken has helped shape the way our generation leads. Mark has taken a different path. For more than 25 years, he's been part of the leadership team at one of America's great organizations, Chick-fil-A, Inc., based in Atlanta, Georgia. Chick-fil-A is a quick-service restaurant company with more than 1,100 locations and sales approaching $2 billion annually. Currently, Mark serves as vice president for training and development. I've had the privilege of speaking at the company's annual meeting on two occasions, and these people get it. The secret is no secret in this organization. It's at the heart of their success. My challenge to you is simple. Learn the secret, then apply the secret. If you do, your leadership and your life will be transformed forever. John C. Maxwell, author of The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, founder of the Enjoy Group.
The opportunity. How can leadership be this hard? 1 year ago today was the happiest day of my life. I had arrived, only 4 years out of college, and my company had selected me to move into a leadership position, director of corporate client services for the Southeast sales region. I knew I could handle the job. I had started out in our catalog call center fielding customer requests as well as complaints. Then I was promoted to a project manager, working closely with sales and our corporate clients. Whatever products or services the salespeople promised our customers, I was supposed to deliver. And if I do say so myself, I was good at getting our corporate clients what they needed, when and where they needed it. I received all kinds of kudos for my ability to deliver outstanding client relations. I was sure I could make my staff do the same. A year ago, I was elated. Today, I'm holding on for dear life, and my job may be at risk. What happened? What went wrong? With those thoughts, Debbie pulled into the parking lot at the public library. She knew she could never have an uninterrupted day in the office. Besides, her boss had always encouraged her to take some time every month to step back and assess what had happened, affirm what was working, and make adjustments as needed. She had always been too busy to actually try it. But today was different. Drastic times demand drastic measures. As Debbie entered the library, her mind flashed back to long-forgotten memories from her less-than-stellar educational career. The musty smell of the old volumes was as strong as ever. The lighting was about the same, a bit too dark. That had never made much sense to her. Why aren't libraries better lit? Debbie approached the librarian and said, "Hi, I'm looking for a place to work, somewhere with ample light, if that's possible." "Certainly," the woman said with a smile. "Are there any particular resources you'll need today?" "No, but thanks anyway. I just need a quiet place to work for a few hours. I have a few business issues that I need to resolve." "Let me know if you need any help," the librarian offered. She escorted Debbie to a table in a quiet corner with two large windows on each